This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Thanks for joining us here today. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. And I want to say greetings and God bless you to everyone who has downloaded the podcast as well here on this. Well, it's Wednesday if you've downloaded the podcast. Thursday if you're listening in on the radio, 7 a.m., 11:45 a.m., or 8:45 in the evening. We've been on for some 16 years now at that time. I thank you for taking the time to tune in here. Whether or not you know it or not, realize it or not, you've tuned in not to hear me talk, but you have tuned in because you hear from God on this program, because I know the secret and I share it with you, and that is God is always broadcasting. And when we tune into His frequency, you'll hear a word from God. And this is what we're going to do here today. You don't need to pay someone to hear a word of God. You don't need to go to a seminar. You don't need to go to a revival. You get into the Word of God, and that's where you'll hear God speak. We are in here on our in-between programs. We're in Matthew 24 and 25. Prior to getting started to that, if you do live here in the area, I invite you out to Island Community Church this Sunday. We're looking at the last of the seven churches. You know, it's funny. When the Lord said to John, basically, He said, take a letter, actually seven of them, and take these and deliver them to the angels or messengers of the seven churches. But there was many, many more churches than seven. Why only seven? Well, we know that number is a perfect number. That these seven, there's more to this than meets the eye. Many people believe, and I'm one of them, that these seven represent various ages of the church that the church is going to go through, starting in chapter 2 with the loveless. Now, I'm reading these headlines out of my New King James, the loveless church. That's the church at Ephesus, which this would be about 30 years after the Apostle Paul stood there on the shores and said, the time is coming when savage wolves are going to come in. And now 30 years had passed. They've left their first love. The second one is the persecuted church. That's the church of Smyrna. You've heard me mention the name Polycarp. Who was that? That was someone that learned from the Apostle John. And he was the spiritual leader of this church. He died in 150 AD, some 60 years after this. So the second church is the persecuted church. This was the one which, if in fact this is true, the church has gone through these various epochs or ages. That's the second one. The third one is the compromising church of Pergamos. The fourth one is the corrupt church in Thyatira. The fifth one is the dead church of Sardis. The sixth one is the faithful church of Philadelphia. Maybe those could say that was in the late 1700s and 1800s when Jonathan Edwards and some of the great preachers and the great awakening that took place in the late 1700s here in this country all the way through the 1800s. And now, if in fact this interpretation is correct, we've come to the lukewarm church. And so my question is, what in the world has happened? We have gone from the faithful church, which you've heard on this program this week, and you know from reading, the Lord Jesus said, I've set before you an open door that no man can shut, which I like to say proverbially, they've got a blank check signed by the Lord Jesus Christ, and the dollar amount is blank. A blank check. Remember Psalm 1, he says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sits in the seat of scorners. He says that whatsoever he does will prosper. This is the member of the faithful church. You've got a blank check. Now, here we are at the lukewarm church where the Lord Jesus Christ says, you know what? He says, you guys, you make me sick. What's happened? I'll tell you what. What's happened is worldliness. What makes a faithful person unfaithful? Let me ask the question. What makes a faithful spouse unfaithful? Right. Now, with that in mind, I know what you just said. You said adultery. So that takes you to James chapter 4, verse 4. Exactly like you just thought. What makes a faithful person, a faithful spouse, unfaithful? What makes a faithful church unfaithful? That's the opposite. Adultery. James chapter 4, verse 4. James says, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore would be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. The King James says makes himself the enemy of God. This is what's happened. This is what can happen to us if we're not guarding and not careful. This is what's happened to the church. This is what's happened if the church follows along. Follow me here. If indeed these seven churches represent seven church ages, what's happened since the Great Awakening in the late 1700s up to now? Worldliness. Whoever makes himself a friend of the world is the enemy of God. You also can read in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. It says, do not love the world, nor the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lusts of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. That's what's happened to the church. That's how the church has gone from faithful to what we call, well, what the Lord called lukewarm, same temperature as your surroundings. So let me encourage you, keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't be entangled of the sins here in this world. Hebrews chapter 12 says, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So I invite you out to church this weekend, Sunday morning, 10:30, if you live in the area. We're going to look at this lukewarm church, the church that's neither hot nor cold. And we're going to look at really an examination. I mean, how are you doing on your faith? Are you hot? Are you cold? There's an old Bible that's called the Thompson Chain Bible. It's 100 years old now. And for lukewarm, in the margin there, you know, it's a Bible that follows chain references. The chain reference here for lukewarm is the word half-heartedness. Interesting. Half-heartedness, to do things and to have an attitude of half-heartedness. Okay, so again, I invite you out to Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Sunday morning, 10:30 for the lukewarm church. Look for the podcast here probably Monday of next week. In the meantime, we're in Matthew chapter 24. We've been going through this for a couple months now. We've looked at the days of Noah. Let's see, where can we pick it up here today? Let's pick it up here and finish our program today Let's pick it up here in verse 45. It says, who then, Matthew 24:45, who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you, he will make him ruler over all of his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he's not looking for him, and at an hour that he's not aware of, and he will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Interesting, this word hypocrite. The Greek word hypocrite, it was an actor in ancient Greece. Back in the day, 2,000-3,000 years ago, an actor, he had a face on a stick. Maybe you've seen it or know what I'm talking about. You know, the old plays, or he had a face on a stick, and he would hold it right in front of his face, and that was a hypocrite. It was a Greek actor. It was a play actor. It was someone who was pretending to be something that he's not. This is what the hypocrite is here. This is what the meaning of hypocrite is saying you're one thing when in actuality you're something else. Here it's a Christian hypocrite, or someone that says he is a Christian and he's not. This is why the Lord Jesus Christ said, by their fruits you will know them. Many people out here claim to be Christian, but the Lord Jesus said that by their fruits you will know them. We read also in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, it says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. So this is what the Lord Jesus Christ says here. He says that those that aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing here, this is the parable of the faithful servant and the evil servant. And we read in so many of these parables that the master has given us a task that he's commanded us to do, and he's gone away to a far country, and he's coming back again. We read about, and we're going to look at here coming up in a couple weeks, the parable of the talents, where he says the same thing but a different way. The master has given his people certain talents, which really was a 75 pounds, be silver or gold. We also can look at a talent as something the Lord's gifted you with. He's given us talents. He's gone away in a far country, and he's coming back again to see what we've done with what he's given us. And same thing here. And that is, while the Lord, while he tarries, you and I should be about his business today, always looking for his return. Hebrews 9:28 said he's coming again a second time, apart from sin, unto salvation to all those that look for him. Are you looking for him? You also could translate that as eagerly await him. We're out of time. We'll be back again tomorrow with another program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.